Le pido permiso a Flo Gismondi. Muy buenas tardes, ¿cómo están? ¿Cómo les va? Yo soy Rodrigo Bracho y estoy interrumpiendo el programa porque tenemos una entrevista fantástica con un ícono de la música. Tantos éxitos, tantas décadas de trabajo y próximamente él va a estar en nuestro país. Estamos hablando de nada más y nada menos que Richard Marx, que está en línea con nosotros. Así que le vamos a dar la bienvenida, vamos a ir traduciendo un poquito las preguntas que tenemos para hacerle. Ya le damos la bienvenida. Richard, hi, how are you? Welcome to Radio Aspen here in Paraguay.
Thank you, Rodrigo. How are you?
We're doing great. Where are you right now?
Right now I'm in Los Angeles, at home in Malibu.
Oh, that's so cool. Nos está contando que está en Malibu, en su casa, en California, y bueno, desde ahí nos está llamando. So I'm going to be asking you some questions, and then I'm going to be translating the questions and the answers, if that's fine.
Sure, that's cool.
Awesome. Bueno, vamos a arrancar con la primera pregunta. Preguntándole primera vez que vino a Paraguay, ¿ya escuchó algo de Paraguay antes? So Richard, this is your first time coming to our country. Have you ever heard something about Paraguay before?
I mean, only that it's beautiful. You know, I'm just now starting to do some homework and research on it because when I get there, you know, we won't have very much time, but I want to see, you know, what I want to see. I want to, you know, research restaurants, and you know, I'll be with my wife, so we'll both be able to do a little, you know, advanced work and find some cool places to see while we're there. But it'll be quick because I'll be really, you know, spending most of the time getting ready for the show. But I'm really excited to finally be coming to Paraguay.
So cool. Richard nos está contando que está haciendo la tarea, que está averiguando los lugares que tiene que visitar, los restaurantes que tiene que conocer, porque no tiene mucho tiempo cuando venga acá a Paraguay. Entonces, va a estar con el horario ajustado y también nos está contando que va a venir con su esposa, que es nada más y nada menos que Daisy Fuentes. Your wife, Richard, who's also a super talented woman, Daisy Fuentes, she's coming as well.
Mi esposa, yes, she is. She wouldn't miss it. You know, she was with me. I was in Argentina and Chile about a year and a half ago, and we had a. She tours with me most of the time when she can. You know, Daisy is currently filming a new TV series on NBC here in the States, so she's busy too. But luckily, her filming stops 2 days before we fly to Paraguay, so she'll be with me the whole trip. It's going to be. Awesome.
That's so cool. Nos está contando que Daisy lo acompaña a él en toda su gira, que ya lo acompañó en distintos puntos, pero que ella está trabajando ahora en una serie para televisión en los Estados Unidos y que justo termina de grabar 2 días antes del viaje a Paraguay, así que vamos a tenerla también a Daisy Fuentes acá por nuestro país. Y bueno, le quiero preguntar también sobre justamente lo que va a ser esa noche del show acá en nuestro país y qué es un poco lo que podemos esperar del show de Richard Marx en Paraguay. So, Richard, what can we expect from your show that night here in our country?
Well, you know, probably the most exciting thing for me about playing in your country is that it is the first time. So, it'll be the first time that I've played all these hits of mine for your audience, for, you know, in a country where I've never been able to be there before. So, that's extra exciting. So, I'm going to do, you know, as many of the hits as possible. I'm going to do a couple of new songs from a new album that's coming out pretty soon that I think are really fun to play live. But the show is, you know, is very much like a party. It's very up and uplifting and fun. And I, you know, I'll learn a few things to say in between. I don't speak Spanish yet, but I'll learn a few things to say in between the songs. And hopefully it'll feel like a really fun night out with friends, you know?
Nos está contando que lo que hace especial esta avenida es que va a ser la primera vez y que entonces obviamente es una experiencia muy distinta, que viene con los hits, obviamente los temas clásicos, viene para presentar algunos temas nuevos también y que básicamente su show es como una fiesta. Es una fiesta y que eso es lo que él quiere traer y que él habla un poco entre sus temas y que todavía no aprendió muy bien español, pero que va a ir aprendiendo algunas oraciones también para comunicarse con nosotros una vez que esté acá. Y justamente le quería preguntar sobre uno de esos temas que es el que está sonando ahora de fondo, Right Here Waiting, que bueno, es un temón, es un temazo, pero originalmente ese tema lo iba a cantar otra cantante, lo iba a cantar Barbara Streisand y después pasó algo, y quiero que él me cuente. So Richard, you have so many songs, so many hits, but the one I think we are all wanting to hear that night is of course Right Here Waiting for You, and that song, that's your song, but at first it was going to be sung by Barbara Streisand, is that right?
No, it was never going to be sung by Barbara Streisand, but I met Barbara Streisand right after I wrote Right Here Waiting, and she asked me to write a song for her.
Uh-huh.
I had just written Right Here Waiting, and to be honest, at the time, I wasn't going to record Right Here Waiting for myself because I felt like it was too soft. I was, you know, my songs at the time were mostly up-tempo rock songs.
Yeah.
I loved the song, but I didn't feel like it really fit with what I was doing, and so I offered it to Barbara, and she was very nice about it, and she said, you know, I think the music is beautiful, but she said, I wouldn't sing this because I would never be right here waiting for anyone.
Wow.
Which is awesome, you know? So I ended up recording it myself, luckily, and, you know, Barbara and I are still friends to this day, where she's a neighbor of mine, and we have worked together several times over the years, but in a way, you know, it was a blessing that she rejected my song, you know, because it became the biggest song I ever wrote.
Wow. Richard nos está contando que para él es una bendición que Barbara Streisand haya rechazado su canción. Sí, porque él había escrito la canción y Barbara Streisand, que es muy amiga suya, le dijo, quiero una canción, quiero cantar una canción tuya. Entonces, como él tenía la canción lista, le dijo, toma, canta esta, Right Here Waiting. Y ella dijo que no. Le dijo que no porque ella nunca iba a estar esperándole a nadie, como dice la letra de la canción. Y son muy amigos, son vecinos incluso, nos está contando ahí en la zona de Malibu. Voy a preguntarle también un poquitito sobre todos estos años de carrera y mirando un poquitito hacia atrás. Él comenzó muy joven. ¿Qué le diría, por ejemplo, a Richard Marx más joven? So, Richard, your first song was for a documentary when you were 5 years old. Then it's been more than 30 years since your first album. So many years, so many hits. But what would you tell a young Richard Marx nowadays?
Oh, that's a good question, and I have a really easy answer, which is to enjoy the success more and celebrate more. I was, when I first started dating Daisy, we were getting to know each other, and we were learning about each other's history and lives before we met, and she said to me once, you know, you were so young when you had all these hits and you were having number one song after number one song. And she said, how did you celebrate all that success? And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, how did you celebrate having number one songs and the number one album and all that was happening to you? And I said, I really didn't. I just kept working. And she went, oh, no, you must celebrate everything. And I think that if I'd known her then, I would have had a lot more fun, you know, with my success. I think there was something about embracing it that made me fear that it would go away, and I felt like it would be jinxing it or something. And I think it was a great regret of mine because I should have had more fun, and so now I'm making up for it. And everything that I do, from, you know, touring to making records to life, I'm enjoying and celebrating a lot more thanks to Daisy.
Bueno, nos está contando que lo que él le diría a su yo más joven es que disfrute más las cosas, que disfrute más de los éxitos, de los momentos. Nos cuenta que cuando conoció a Daisy, se estaban conociendo ellos mutuamente, le preguntó a Daisy, ¿cómo festejaste todos estos puestos número uno que tuviste y tantos álbumes vendidos? Y él le dijo a ella que no festejó. Que nos festejó porque tenía miedo de que si festejaba mucho ya no iba a tener otro éxito, como de si hablaba mucho al respecto no iba a volver a ocurrir. Entonces no se tomó el tiempo de festejar nada y que por eso ahora lo que hace es festejar absolutamente todo lo que hace, todos los momentos de su vida, y que eso le diría a su yo más joven, que disfrute un poquitito más las cosas. Bueno, le vamos a preguntar obviamente también, le queríamos preguntar sobre lo que va a tocar esa noche acá. So, Richard, you told us you're bringing all your hits, you're bringing some new music. What's in the near future for you regarding music?
Well, I have a new album coming out either the end of October or beginning of November called Limitless, and it's the first album I've released in 5 years, and I'm really, really proud of it. I really love the album, and I worked with some really great people on it, including one of my sons, Lucas, who I wrote our first single is out here in the States, and it's already in the top 20 here, top 15 actually, and on the Billboard AC chart here in America.
Wow. And,
which is really exciting for me. You know, I'll be 56 on Monday, and to think that I have a song on the radio is just so amazing. But it's even better because I wrote it with my son, and he produced it as well. So it's been just a really fun album to make, and I can't wait for people to hear it. And then after, you know, I'm just, other than that, I'm just always touring, you know,
yeah.
Always traveling around the world. I'm playing, you know, like, as you know, in South America, you know, next month. And then I'm playing right up through Christmas here in the States. And then I'm playing in Europe in the spring and probably back to Australia at some point next year. And just having such a great time. I feel very, very grateful and lucky.
Wow. Nos está diciendo que se viene un nuevo álbum, que con respecto a la música, sí, acabamos a tener los clásicos y también vamos a tener temas nuevos, pero se viene un nuevo álbum por completo. A finales ahora de este año, el álbum se llama Limitless y es un álbum muy especial para él porque incluso una canción que escribió con su hijo. Sí, hay un tema y que ahora tiene ya una canción que está rotando en las radios y que él, sus próximos 56 años, que va a cumplir el lunes 57, le sorprende y le pone muy contento tener a su edad un tema rotando en las radios de Estados Unidos y que por supuesto va a seguir de tour de gira por acá, por Sudamérica, y el año que viene por Estados Unidos y por Europa también. So Richard, before we let you go, we just want you to say hi to all your fans here in Paraguay. Maybe if we could have like a brief liner saying hi, I'm Richard Marx, and you're listening to Radio Aspen, because we have your songs all over our music schedule here every single day.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hey everybody, this is Richard Marx here on Radio Aspen, and I'm so looking forward to coming and performing for all of you in Paraguay for the first time. I can't wait to see you, and I'll see you soon.
Richard, thank you so much. It's been an honor. It's really been an honor. And happy,
thank you, Rodrigo.
Happy early birthday for Monday.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. See you here in Paraguay. Have a good one.
Thank
you. Bye bye. Richard Marx, así en línea con nosotros, contándonos un poco de lo que tiene preparado para este show que va a ser ya dentro de poco, sí, el 26. El 26 acá en nuestro país lo vamos a poder disfrutar en el Banco Central del Paraguay a partir de las 21 horas. Y bueno, linda charla. Muy amable. Bueno, está casado también con Dizzy Fuentes, así famosísima VJ de MTV, ¿se acuerdan? Aquellos años. Bueno, ojalá lo podamos tener también acá por estudios, a Dizzy también, y charlar un poquitito. Así que bueno, los dejamos con canciones acá en la 102.7. Gracias, Flo, por el tiempo. Gracias. Bueno, nos escuchamos nosotros a las 4. Chao.